talking night vision, mossy oak patterns, and a new trade-in program with Steve Liminoff of ATN right here. Welcome into Gun Talk Hunt. Very exciting to have a special guest on today, Mr. Steve Liminoff. But before we get into that, Gun Talk Hunt is brought to you by Pyramid Air. Everything you need for your air gun hunting needs or air gun plinking, whatever you need, air gun. That's so much fun. But Pyramid Air has you covered. All right. Today's show, we are going to talk night hunting, what you're going to need, how to get set up, all the basics. All right. Steve, are you ready for this?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, KJ, for having me on your segment.
All right. Before we get down this road, because this is a very broad road, because there's a lot of obstacles. There's a lot to go through with night hunting. But I think it's important for people to know the man we are talking to. So you're not just some guy who shows up. You've got some trigger time. Give them the rundown.
Just a little bit. I've been in the industry for 15 years, and I've been shooting since I was like seven, starting with air rifles, pellet rifles. Then I did a little bit of youth competitive shooting through the NRA youth program. I got myself expert level medals and whatever for shooting sports. So I've been behind the trigger for a little bit, probably most of my life here. But yeah, since I've been working with ATN and enjoying using our optics and the technological revolution that's been happening in the electro-optics industry that's making it more available for the average person to get into hunting at night using our products. And, you know, there's some other companies that make similar products as well. I think we're the best due to various factors, but that's neither here or there. But, you know,
I mean, just there's a hashtag humble brag I can throw in there somewhere.
I try to be humble.
But you guys,
we sponsor, we actually just recently sponsored the Air Gun Expo that Pyramid Air, also one of your sponsors, sponsored. And we had a great panel of people talking and, you know, using our products, and people that were just recently introduced to our products in the air gun space, because our platforms are able to be used with like PCP and pneumatic air rifles for plinking, you know, backyard shooting, ratting, pest control, and or, you know, even with crossbows and doing hunting like that, either, you know, for deer or turkey. Besides the very explosive prevalence of predator hunting that's kind of blown up in the last several years, feral hogs and coyotes, there's tournaments all across the country for predator hunting for coyotes. And I think there's some tournaments for feral hog eradication also in Texas and some of the tallow southern states. You've been on several hunts with me.
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of some hogs and coyotes, and, you know, we've had a fun and positive experience, I think.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think when folks start hearing night hunting, they get a little bit nervous about it, because they're like, well, I don't know the regulations, and there are. So before you head out in the evening hours to hunt, you need to check your state local regulations. Sometimes
absolutely. It's a great tip, and yeah, we encourage that. You want to be legal. You don't want to lose your toys to the DNR, because I'm sure they'd love to play with your toys.
Yeah, they absolutely would. It's funny, because it's hilarious that you bring that up, because I was out because I had contacted, because it was during a time of the year when I needed to contact the local game warden. And so I contacted him. I said, okay, hey, this is the area that we're going to be hunting. I just need you to know that we are out there. So if anybody calls or if anybody reports us, you know what is going on. So he's like, oh yeah, I might see you out there. And, you know, I've met him quite a few times. And so we run into him. You know, he checks our licenses and makes sure we're all legal, because they're all going to do that. Don't be surprised. Even if you call them, even if they pull you over earlier in the day, always have your license on you, because that's one of the rules. But I go, hey, here, check out the gear that we're using. And we were using the ATN Thor 4s. And then for observation, we were using the OTS HD, which is obviously, I've talked about it a million times on this show. It is one of my favorites for observation and for detection. You can't beat it. I mean, it's awesome. And it's a handheld. I mean, and it's and it's a weapon mounted light thermal as well. You can use it in either capacity. But so he starts looking at it and he's going, oh my gosh, it's amazing. This is like a game changer. Like, you have this equipment, like you can afford this equipment. I was like, you'd be surprised what you can afford nowadays. Like, you really can. And ATN has been the leader in getting gear, and which is one of my favorite things about ATN, is getting quality 100% gear you can trust in at a, like, not a cost that's going to break the bank.
Yeah. And thank you for that plug. But in all honesty, it's true. You know, we've put a lot of pressure on the industry and our competitors to keep prices at bay and lower prices every single year to make it more affordable to every hunter that wants to be part of the experience of shooting at night and hunting. It's a different experience. You see things that you typically don't see during the daytime, and there it presents a lot of challenges that regular daytime hunting, you don't even think about these things, right?
Right.
The lack of depth perception, knowing how far a target may be, because at night things seem a lot different. Looking through a thermal optic or a digital or a traditional night vision optic, that your distance to target will be very skewed. You know, a lot of seasoned people that try hunting at night for the very first time get a little disoriented, don't know how far targets are, and it's a totally different experience.
Oh, 100%. It really is. And you will see stuff you normally wouldn't see. I was sitting in a tree or a blind early morning, and it was at one of the, you know, it was before the sun could come up. You can't really see anything. I'm one of those who gets into the stand like an hour early to let things calm down. And so I've got the OTS HD out, and I'm kind of like glassing through, looking, and I, you know, three coyotes come trotting across the field. I'm like, okay, this is interesting to see how they're going to react with the deer and everything else, because there was deer out in the field. And they come trotting through this herd of deer, and the deer really didn't pay him any attention. I was like, well, that's kind of odd. Well, they go over to a feeder that was like 300 yards away from the blind I was in. And I kid you not, this coyote stands on his two hind feet and is eating corn out of the feeder. I have never seen that before. And I would have never seen it had it not been for, the OTS.
Right, and you probably would never have figured out that the coyotes are stealing the deer's corn.
Well, no wonder the deer are sitting there going like, well, he doesn't want me. He's a vegetarian. Like,
right.
That's the first vegetarian coyote I've ever seen. But no, it was just entertaining, because you do see a lot of things that, you know, you typically won't see. But new guys into, and I think you make a great point of like your depth perception of related targets as it comes to distance, because it's a different ball game. Like, unless you have that field marked out, and man, even then, I found myself in my early, you know, days of night hunting, like, yeah, I know that target is 150. Well, no, it's closer to 225 or something like that. Like, it was off. And right. I think for me, the only thing that cured that was repeatability. Like, going out into the field more, like, so
it's all about experience, right? Just like hunting, you know, the more you get out in the field, the more experienced you are, the more you know the lay of the land, and you know what you could reasonably expect in the field. You know, it's not, doesn't go to say that, you know, things be way off and go a different direction than you anticipate, but at least you have a baseline and you know what to expect, and you know how to, you know, set up, survey the land, have, you know, landmarks that tells you known ranges, so you can, you know, more or less know when something's coming in, the approximate range. So you know how to do the holdover, you know how to, you know, shoot the target. But, you know, we make it easy nowadays.
Yeah.
With some of our products where you could laze the target and feed your scope automatically and gives you the, you know, POI correction instantaneously. You don't have to have that holdover. You could just, you know, place the crosshairs on the target and you're good to go.
And so,
but yeah.
And so where that really matters, and Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but where I find that having a rangefinder actually built into that optic, which is absolutely amazing because you guys are dumping so many features into those optics that are useful. Where I see it is if that wind just isn't quite right, like it's almost right. And you know, because hogs at night, you thought they were wary during the day. Man, they're on pins and needles at night because, you know, their eyesight is awful. It's horrible.
Right.
But their noses, the schnoz they got on them.
Man, it's smiley from a mile away. They'll wind you and, you know, they'll talk amongst each other and get out of Dodge real quick.
Yeah,
we've had that experience several times.
We have, because that wind can switch in an instance and your hunt's going to be blown. But it's just so frustrating when they do that because, honestly, once one picks it up, they'll snort and then they're gone. Like there's no, right. It's not. So deer are a little bit different. When you see deer react at night, they're usually trying to get that wind. They're trying to get that perfect angle on you. So they take their time in exiting the field. Whereas hogs, man, they just beat feet. They're gone.
And let's remind the viewers, you do not hunt deer at night.
No.
You could survey and see, you know, where they, right. you know, they travel, where they're bed. So you could, you know the area that they are. So when it comes daytime, legal shooting hours, you could transition to day hunting. But yeah, we don't shoot deer at night.
There are instances though, Steve, where
if you have a predation permit, certain localities or jurisdictions, some people are allowed to do that, but those are far few in between.
Right.
So just want to kind of
so
put
we're,
that out there
yeah.
to folks.
We're not shooting deer at night. Like
but
where that actually like comes into play is, so if you have a big enough piece of property, you can go to your state and say, hey, I would love for you to come out and assess and to get like a deer count. And so they'll have you go out to your property. They'll have you look at it and they'll have you say, okay, they'll actually have you do a numbers check. You're not shooting, you're doing a numbers check. And so that's where, again, thermal really helps you. Instead of running around with a spotlight, you can actually just go out thermal. You can do your deer count. And then you provide that with the state and they'll say, okay, your doe to buck ratio is off by 20 does, you know, or whatever, to get that population just about right. And so they will issue you 20 doe permits and you're able to use those in the discretion that they allow. So that's kind of what we're talking about.
On the flip side, there's also nuisance deer. You know, some farmers, they have deer that eat up their crops, and they get predation permits to kind of alleviate their farms or their lands of nuisance deer also. So there are options for people that, you know, want to explore calling deer at night.
Aren't there, I'm going to get this totally wrong, and if my listeners are out there, my viewers are out there, aren't there like some populations of like goats that are like ridiculously overpopulated and they're just like issuing all these permits? Like we just want them gone. Like there's somewhere,
sure, so
maybe
there is.
It's an island or something like that where you can go out and you can like hose down like
goat
50
island.
Or 60. Yeah. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. That's what I would name it. I don't know. But night hunting is a different experience. Gun Talk crew, obviously we're talking to Steve Liminoff of ATN. And guess what? Yeah, today's Gun Talk Hunt is sponsored by ATN, the future of optics. Smart HD technology is at the heart of every ATN optics. And as we're talking about right now, they're totally cool. So if you're thinking about getting into this game, the night vision game, the thermal game, heck, you can even take these optics out to long range with the new Able 1000. Yeah, night vision, thermal, all the way out to 1,000 yards. It's ballistically calculated right in your optic. It laser range finds, does everything for you. But we appreciate their support. Find out more at atncorp.com. But one of the great things about, you know, utilization of thermal or night day vision, which ATN offers, is the daytime capabilities and what you can do with those. And we're going to talk a little bit right now about, you know, above and beyond just putting down game, it's also about recovery. And right. You owe it to that animal to do everything possible to recover. And I think that's one of the, you know, the, I think it's very underestimated. Like it's a,
The being stewards of the land and being an ethical hunter is very important to myself, to ATN. Yeah. I think to the shooting sports and hunting community, because, you know, you're taking that animal that, you know, is part of our, you know, is a citizen of our planet, to say the least, and you owe it to the animal to recover it and hunt it in the you know, ethical way and make sure that the animal is not suffering, for sure.
Right. And that's one of the big reasons why I love to use thermal for this is, you know, a lot of times, like, especially if you shoot a little far back, and you don't have a great blood trail, and we've seen this firsthand with like a downed hog. Like hogs, so most of the times they just don't bleed a lot. They don't like do this big.
No, when you start shooting and their adrenaline starts pumping, those things are like tanks. You know, one shot sometimes doesn't get it done. You got to multiple shots just to put that, you know, that hog in the ground. And sometimes they just run off into the ridge line, you know, into the cover, and, you know, good luck trying to recover them. Yeah, right. We've had that several times.
And so that's kind of a little tip for our listeners and viewers is that, you know, when you're on that spot in stock, don't think about, oh my gosh, there they are, I'm going to start shooting. Think about the surrounding terrain. Think about, you know, the surrounding wood line. If they're on the edge of a wood line and they are starting to make their way out, let them come. Let them distance themselves from cover, because that's the first place that those animals are going to feel comfortable enough to go back in. However, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you have thermal, they cannot hide. Period.
Very true. Yeah, with thermal, like even fog conditions, you know, light fog, you know, light foliage, brush, tree line, the heat signatures will appear through, you know, the holes in that cover, and right. You'll be able to see the movement. You'll be able to, you know, track them that way. So thermal has a lot of great advantages in terms of detection and being able to see through a diverse conditions.
Yeah, and that's one reason, man. I, you know, when you talk about like especially first time users, you know, what do you recommend? What are you looking for in a nighttime, daytime application? Like I say get the very best you can. Like, period. And a lot of people will jump right into like an X-Sight 4K Pro, which is fantastic. Do it. Like, that is an unbelievable piece of equipment. However, if you can, I'm going to tell you right now, once you purchase that X-Sight 4K Pro, your next step is going to be thermal. I mean, just like, let's just get it out there.
You know, once you get hooked by that night vision bug, people more often than not transition from a digital day night optic into thermal. You're absolutely right, because although the night vision capability is really good and you could see, you know, identifiable features and, you know, you have, you know, good detection with an infrared illuminator, the thermal really will just blow you out of the water in terms of your covertness, how far you can detect things coming in. It's just things just pop out like a Christmas tree, right? At night, they glow in the dark.
They really do. And it absolutely is amazing. Now ATN is doing a little something different right now. Typically everything we've seen out of ATN kind of has that matte black look to it. You know, very traditional optic, look to it. But you guys are doing something different with Mossy Oak, and that's right. really cool right now. And we've been touting it on this show. Like, if you want to up kind of your game, kind of your look, this is a great option.
Yeah, we've recently partnered with Mossy Oak. The partnership has been going fantastically for us. A lot of people are loving the new patterns that we're offering our optics in. We have several products available in Mossy Oak premium patterns, like the Breakup Country, your favorite Bottomland,
yep.
and Elements Terra, which is a kind of a newer pattern for them. We have our flagship models like the X-Sight 4K Pros available in Mossy Oak patterns. Our Thor 4s, our Thor LTs are also available in Mossy Oak patterns. And we're going to have our, very key accessory that I love, the Able, also available in Mossy Oak patterns as well, which will, you could really
trick out
your rig and everything will match from your clothes to your gun to your optic. And if you're shooting it during the daytime, you'll be concealed for sure.
You'll be hidden. And I think that's the whole thing. Cause a lot of guys they're the purists. They enjoy having everything match, and there's nothing wrong with that. And there's yep. nothing wrong with not matching either. You could do a Mossy Oak breakup for your Thor 4, and then for your Able, you could go with Bottomland. I mean, if you want to be real super weird, but I know there's a lot of OCD folks out there like myself that wouldn't let that slide.
No. And, different strokes for different folks. Everybody likes to have their own type of arrangement or way of doing things, and we encourage the differences that people have, and we're here to support our customers, and be it if they want traditional black or one of the premium Mossy Oak patterns that we offer.
Well, and I think it's important, because it kind of shocked me, they're Cerakoted, they're not a
film.
So you're not getting a film that could scratch or could come off. You're getting like the best.
Right.
And that's
kind of been the challenge for us, right? What will people want to purchase? Because, once you get it done, it's there. You can't remove that Cerakoting off the optics. So although it was kind of a nerve wracking for us, we kind of took the plunge, and all three patterns are doing really well for us.
Oh yeah.
So we're glad we went that route, and the partnership has been really good to us right so far with Mossy Oak, and their name is fantastic in the industry, and what they offer is fantastic. And customers are really gravitating toward these patterns in our optics, and it's been fantastic to see this.
They I am a Bottomland fan, because my first pair, I'm sure I'm in the same boat with a lot of guys out there, with a lot of gals out there, that my first pair of camouflage was a pair of Mossy Oak Bottomland overalls, like the full one piece. I think my dad, honestly, when he was taking me to pick camo, I think he just bought it for me because he was like, I can buy one piece of clothing and he'll be happy. And I think that's where it comes from. But man, I wore those suckers out. And I think I believe my second pair of camo was the same set, just a size larger. So that's always, Bottomland's kind of a near and dear,
nostalgia.
It really is. And it has the same crisp look as it did back then. I absolutely love it, but I think that's I think partnering with Mossy Oak is not a problem. And it's all good, because it gives guys a different option, and we want to customize our gear, and ATN's just going ahead and just doing it for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you guys are also, we're going to kind of transition into this. You guys are kind of running a new program right now that just started. Like, it's kind of a trade-in program. Is that right?
Right. Our new trade-up program, we're kind of emulating the very successful cell phone industry, where, customers have tons of cell phones, right, that they buy every single year. And we want our customers to have the latest and greatest from ATN and not spend every nickel and dime that they, you know, have. We want them to stay with us, and we want them to enjoy the latest technologies that we produce. So we're offering now customers that have our older legacy X-Sight to HD scopes, and even, you know, the newer, you know, if they had the X-Sight 4K Pro for a year or two, and, you know, they've seen the Mossy Oak patterns and they want it, these guys can now go, you know, to our website and trade in their product for a brand new X-Sight 4K in either black or one of the premium Mossy Oak patterns. And we'll ship them the scope with a prepaid label and a box where they put their old product back in, put that prepaid shipping label on the box, ship it to us, and that's it. There's no lengthy evaluation period. We're trying to make it as hassle-free as possible, you know, and people can enjoy the latest and greatest from ATN.
So the only, basically the only cost is, so they'll enter what they have to trade in, basically.
Right. And we'll give them an instant credit, instant credit that will be applied at checkout for the purchase of the new product. And we'll ship the new product to them right away. We're not going to wait for them to send their product back to us. But customers need to know that they need to return a product back to us within 30 days, or, you know, we're going to have to charge them the difference because, you know, we're expecting the old product back. What we'll do with the old product, we'll refurbish it, we'll recondition it, make sure they're working correctly. And, you know, we will most likely sell it on the second market and to those guys that want to get into the game, but, you know, don't have that kind of deep pockets, and make it available to other customers that want to get into night vision.
That's awesome. Now I'm going to tell this to everybody, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret. So if you have like an X-Sight 2HD and you're like, man, this is a great opportunity, I'm going to go up to X-Sight 4K Pro. Whoa, hold on. Don't do that. Jump into a Thor 4. Like, just, you've got a credit, just dump a little bit more money into it, and you're going to upgrade yourself immediately to a thermal. Like, it's going to be like, it's that seamless.
You're kind of jumping the gun. We're not
there yet.
We will offer most likely the opportunity to upgrade to a thermal within probably, depending how this program does for us, within the next several months. But for now, we're only offering the upgrade to the X-Sight 4K or the X-Sight 4K with the Mossy Oak patterns right now. Not yet. Customers can do that. I'm going to take that back. If you call our customer service and you do want to upgrade from, let's say, a legacy X-Sight 2 or a X-Sight 4K to a thermal, it's going to be a more of a manual process because we don't have that set up yet through the portal. You'll be able to do it through our customer service. And, you know, we will need the product to come in first to evaluate it, and then, you know, we'll send you out the thermal scope. But for, you know, the trade up to from a digital day night scope and an older one to a new one, we're making it very simple, very easy, hassle free.
So that's my fault, folks. So if you're listening to this, I'm talking to you. That's my fault. I totally got so excited. I don't know if I just tuned Steve out or not. I probably did.
I got so excited about it.
Okay. Because I'm thinking the same, like, kind of phone analogy, like, oh, well, I got this one. Well, I'm going to jump up to the next two levels up or whatever. So if you had, like, but that's not saying anything bad about the X-Sight 4K Pro. Those are amazing. Like, the resolution that you guys have built into it, and you're getting more features with it. It's fantastic.
The incredible battery, life, I think, is worth it. It's weight in gold. Moving from an X2 to an X4 and not having to use single use or rechargeable AA batteries, and having that 18-hour battery in the X4, I think it's weight in gold by itself without all the other features and the resolution that you get in addition to that.
You're 100% right. That's my bad, folks. My bad. Well, I mean, it's a great program, and I can only see that growing. I know everyone's going to be excited to jump in on this, especially with those Mossy Oak patterns. That's big time. So, Steve, here's what we're going to do. Hunting seasons are going to be coming up on us very quickly. So you and me are going to get out sometime. We're going to go hunt. We're going to do another hunt, Gun Talk Hunt, and we're going to let everybody know at that time. That's when they're going to start upgrading to some thermal.
Deal.
Perfect. All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining Gun Talk Hunt. Always a pleasure talking with you.
Love talking to you, KJ. Love being in the program. Thanks so much. I really appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks. All right, folks. Thank you for joining in on this Gun Talk Hunt. As always, keep those muzzles pointed in a safe direction and always be on the hunt.